Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know what you deserve?
Fat.
You deserve a nice vacation. Mm-hmm. And I know vacations are tough because they're expensive and you don't know where to go. We got that all handled for you. We'll send you to Mexico. You'll stay at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya.
Beautiful.
In Cancun. And you'll have the time of your life. I'm telling you, we went there last year. It's a beautiful resort. The water is as blue as they look in pictures.
Mm-hmm. It's postcard. Picturesque.
It really is. You can create your own postcards. All you got to do is go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. Sign up for Trip A Day. We'll call out three names coming up in just over an hour. If you're the first one to call back after we call those three names, you'll play on the clock for Hard Rock.
Yeah,
and
will.
That's it.
There you go. Boom.
All inclusive. There's an adult side only called Heaven. It's just that. Heaven.
The other side's called
them slice.
And the kids.
The other side's family side. But you could go there as well. But heaven's
naughty
fun.
Naughty things have been known to happen in heaven.
There's clubs. There's restaurants. There's everything. Liquor dispensers in your room.
Oh, liquor dispenser.
I mean, you haven't lived until you had one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, drink responsibly, but.
Forget mini bar. Yeah. That's too much trouble.
Dispenser.
Screw the cap. Yeah. Have a dispenser.
Dispenser. We'll play Trip A Day coming up here. That's our friend Andy Grammer. If this song gets stuck in your head, sorry.
It's our fault.
It's our fault.
But for good reason.
It's
though.
A good song.
Yeah.
Kelly, we have a way for you to attend the Kids Kids concert.
Yep.
With extra treatment, VIP package.
Yep.
For as low as $10.
Yep.
What's going on?
We're giving out three of these fabulous packages to see Andy Grammer, MKTO, and more. There could be more being announced as Raising Cane's presents K2M3. And each package includes this. Round-trip airfare on Southwest Airlines for two.
Okay.
You stay in one night at a fabulous close hotel to the venue.
Nice.
Two VIP meet-and-greet concert tickets where you get to meet Andy, you get to meet MKTO, and more of the performers, and you get to hang out with us in the VIP lounge.
Nice.
Now, each of these packages, hotel airfare, the meet-and-greets, its value is almost $2,000.
Oh, that's expensive.
But if you make a $10 donation to Kids Kids and Music Meets Medicine through this special link we have, you get one entry to win the three prize packages, okay? So 10 bucks, you have a shot at winning this $2,000 valued package.
That's very nice.
And you can go to kidnation.com/concert right now for that link. That's kiddnation.com/concert. No purchase is necessary, but visit the website for alternate means of entry.
Plus, it's a $10 donation to Kids Kids, which is our charity that sends terminally and chronically ill kids to Disney World and their families to Disney World every year. So, yeah, it's
November is sneaking up. That's what
right?
The Kids trip is.
Just around the corner.
Yeah.
And this is a charity Kid Craddock started with a bus ride, right?
Yep.
To
SeaWorld.
To SeaWorld with about, 10 families, 12 families, something like that.
I wasn't there for that trip.
Really, really small. Yeah. And it's turned into this trip with families from all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't have to worry about anything.
Southwest Airlines donates a plane and puts our name on it.
The only job for the families is to create the memories that will last a lifetime.
Oh.
And we thank you in advance for helping us out with that. We got the big, big break as well.
This is for kids ages 13 and 19, right?
Yeah, basically.
Big break.
We want to find the next Taylor Swift or the next Lorde, the next up-and-coming act.
It's Justin Bieber.
Because there's nothing better than being there at the beginning and then seeing somebody blow up or a group blow up. And you go, man, I listened to them when they were in a competition on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're taking credit for it.
Yeah.
We're going to blow them up big. So every acceptance speech, they'll thank Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we took a bunch of entries, narrowed it down to the top 10. And now we need your help to narrow it down to the top four, which we'll announce on Friday. You could do that at kidnation.com as well. Again, kiddnation.com. So we'll let you listen to our top 10 finalists. A little taste.
All right.
So you get to know them. Who are we starting with? With Jenna. Jenna, who you got?
Yeah, all right. Let's do this because each of these young artists did an original song. So you're going to hear a piece of the original song, right? So Chloe Moore is 15. And she is from Prosper, Texas. She said she just took up painting with watercolors and loves it, and loves Disney World. It's her favorite place on earth. And her original song is called Take It Slow. Here's a piece.
Okay, let's listen. Would you just take it slow? I want to get to know. You said, Jenna? Nice, Chloe.
Very nice.
Very good.
This makes me feel so bad about myself when I hear 15-year-old kids singing so well.
You watch these videos along with the music on Kid TV.
Well done. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Next up in our big break, top 10 finalists, Isabella Englert. She's 18 from Valley Cottage, New York. She's going to be a freshman at the University of Miami this fall, and her original song is called Two Steps Closer. I want to be two steps higher to your perfect lips and two steps closer to your fingertips. You make
These are originals, by the way. They're written by them.
The thing is, a lot of them, they're just filming themselves in their bedroom in front of the piano, which is super cool.
That's strong right there.
So imagine how great it would be.
You got anybody else?
Produced. Yeah, Jacob Serrano, 15, from Grand Prairie, Texas, started playing guitar at the age of 11, and his original song is called Galaxy.
Cool. Because now I know you're the only one for me, yeah. Your smile is in my whole galaxy. Well, this guy's going to have a girlfriend after today. If he doesn't. Can we be allowed
time, guaranteed. That voice is coming out of that little boy.
Yeah. What's his name again?
His name's Jacob Serrano.
Remember their names if you want to vote for them at KidNation.com.
Got it.
Al, who you got?
Right. I have a 19-year-old from Richland, Washington. He's the fifth of six siblings. His name is Blake Thomason.
Ooh.
Yep.
Who you got next, Al?
All right.
Well done, Blake, by the way.
Good job,
again,
Blake.
Another one.
Now, from Hazlett, Texas, we have a 17-year-old that loves to play the guitar, started when he or she was seven.
Oh, boy.
I can't tell by the name.
Okay.
Kenton Latham.
Okay, unisex.
Sharply dressed young man.
I like it. That's strong.
Guitar.
How are we going to narrow it down to four?
I don't know.
Who's that again, Big Al?
It's Denton Latham.
Denton Latham. All right, we'll move on. We're doing our big break top 10.
All right.
Voting at KidNation.com. Cole Wilkinson, 17 years old from South Lake, Texas. Oldest of four boys, so he's a leader. He was on The Voice season 7, sang at the NYC Marathon. Here's his original song, Silence. I'm tired of running when I know it's make a break. I'm tired of running, running when there's so many things to say. I'm tired of running when I know it's make a break. I'm tired of running, running when there's so many things to say. When there's so many things to say. Cole Wilkinson right there. Sounding right on the guitar.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Shelby Josephs, 14 years old, from Chicago.
Come on, bring it.
Chi-town. Favorite musician, Lana Del Rey. Original song, Bungalow. I've changed for the better this way. And now I don't know who I am. And I don't know what you are. Our bungalow. How are they writing these hit songs?
Stuff I can hear on the radio.
That's Shelby Joseph right there from Chicago.
All right.
Kelly, who do you have?
I have 18-year-old Cheyenne Goss from Nashville, Tennessee.
Cheyenne.
Her original song, Ready or Not. Growing up in a small town was all I knew.
Mexico. Now when I look up, I don't see stars. Woo. We're all blinded by the neon lights. So take a deep breath and hold on tight. The time has come, even if I'm ready or not.
Daddy's I like that
not
one.
Here, and Mama's back home.
Very good, Cheyenne. Also, from Mansfield, Texas, we have 16-year-old Austin Kiefer and his original song, Tragic.
Too many people in the eyes, I guess they don't see the imperfect part that makes us tragic.
Austin Kiefer came back for more.
Our love is tragic. Yes, I know it's magic. We can never.
All right. Austin Kiefer, he's got a lot of angst.
Come on now.
16-year-old body.
Hey.
And then from my hometown, Florence, South Carolina, 16-year-old Georgie Kelly and her original song, Wise Guys.
Now you're drowning in. All your tears there, you like spears in your heart. Cause he asked and you replied, you let him see inside your heart. Oh, cause he asked and you replied, you let him see inside your heart.
There you go.
That's Georgie Kelly.
Rounding out the top 10 with Georgie Kelly
from South Carolina.
Good job, guys.
How are we going to narrow this down to four?
I am
voting.
Ooh. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Go to kidnation.com and vote because, man, I don't.
Kid Nation.
We have too much talent this year.
That's strong right there, man.
Too much talent, which is a good thing, but.
It's a good problem to have, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, those big break finalists are great.
Glad I don't have that problem.
I know.
Too much talent.
Too much talent out.
Nope.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are less than an hour away from Trip a Day. We'll call out three names. If you signed up at KidNation.com, you want to go down to Mexico, stay at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, just give us your name. We'll call it. You call in first. You get to play. And then you go hang out in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what it's called. The adult side at the Hard Rock is called heaven because it's that much fun.
Yep.
KidNation.com again. K-I-D-D. Nation.com to sign up. And I would say some of the best learning you could do relationship-wise is watching The Bachelorette.
Because not to do, right?
Because
dating 101.
Really, you learn so much from how not to act from these guys and these girls.
That's true.
Like you could learn how not to act based on the things Caitlyn has been doing, who's The Bachelorette. And there's definitely a bunch of red flags going up everywhere with the guys every single week. Like, guys... Guys you think are going to be husband material that turn out to be complete psychos.
Well, that's the way men are. I think you learn more from when it's The Bachelor.
Yes, agreed.
Because when women, you can see how men are turned off by certain things that women do.
Right.
And it's like this, it's just gross guys being gross, and it's just,
true.
I don't know.
But as a girl, if you watch these guys, you could see where the red flags are. And so you can identify. Yeah, you can identify it faster. If you're seeing a guy and you go, oh, he acts like the guy that I'm kind of seeing, this is what it's going to turn into. Because everything's sped up on this show.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Well,
yeah,
I didn't start paying attention to red flags in my own life until, you know, very late 20s. It's like it could have saved me a lot of time.
Yeah.
If I had studied the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, The Bachelorette is a 2-hour show, so of course they have to fill in with a bunch of nonsense. This year is the year of singing. For some reason, there's a lot of singing going on this year.
Singing and fighting.
They make him do a lot of, I don't know, pressure-filled, uncomfortable, not adventure-related, just like putting them on the spot,
pressure.
Improv. Yeah.
Like freestyle rapping. They've sang a couple times.
Stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy. All that stuff that people don't want to do, that people have a fear of. On last night's episode, they went to San Antonio.
Shout out.
Great city.
Mix 96 points.
Yeah. Lots of Latin culture going on there, and that's what they held on to here on this episode because they decided to do a mariachi challenge where the guys, this kid named Sebastian came out and just crushed it singing to Caitlin, and he goes, hey, I just won your girl's heart. Now you got to win it back. So they had to write a song and sing it to her in front of a bunch of people on the street.
Now, how many guys are left at this point? Do you know? I only saw I'll be honest, maybe 20 minutes of last night.
Maybe a dozen or so?
Yeah,
or
about
so.
A dozen.
Maybe okay.
We're halfway done.
The addition of that Nick guy who showed up.
And Caitlin is the Bachelorette.
Yeah. All and right. So you have Ian, who is one of my favorite guys. Very well educated, went to Princeton, had a horrific car accident. We got run over, overcame the odds. They said he would never be able to run again because he was a track athlete. Is running in great shape. just one of those guys you thought is genuine.
It's a brother,
you know?
By the way. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a brother. He's still one of the brothers remaining. He was very cocky on this one because he does have a great voice. He sang on the Aladdin Challenge, and the whole time he's going, "I'm gonna crush it. I'm the best singer here. I'm gonna write the best song. It's gonna be hilarious. Once the music starts, I'm gonna get this rose." And then the performance came, and here's Ian singing his mariachi on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today. If you want a partner who will love you as a woman and who has ambitions to be a better human.
I just got up there and choked.
Oh boy.
I have high standards for myself. I've set myself up to be a performer, and then I don't perform, I choke. So this just makes me look like a
Hold on to that.
The devastation.
Hold on to that, because you would think Ian, he's a good guy. He's smart. He'll let it go. Hold on to that to later when we talk about Ian again.
Up to this point, he seemed to be a very likable dude.
Oh, great.
Up to this point.
One of my favorites.
Up to that. Anyway.
Now, one who's not a favorite on the show is Nick. He's a guy that was on The Bachelorette before with Danny or Andy.
And he just joined the show this season of The Bachelorette last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all the guys kind of, well, it's taking them a while to warm up.
Right. He's not very well liked just because he joined. So he tried to take it to the next level and took Caitlyn up to the balcony. And you know what? I respect what he did.
I do too. Everybody else is singing like right there on the Riverwalk, I believe is what it looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, he went upstairs and tried to serenade her up there.
Here's a tip, guys. If you're going to be embarrassed or you know you're going to suck at something, own it.
Own it.
Just own it and go all
out. You got
to
commit.
Commit.
It's like people that are scared of karaoke but want to do it. You got to commit.
You got to commit, man.
Then you at least make people laugh.
This is the turning point for Nick with Caitlyn, with the girl, and with all the guys, where I think he gained the respect of the guys.
Then he got dirty.
And here's Nick singing, because he was not good at all.
I think Nick is great, and I think sometimes because he's a comfortable guy, he might come off as too cocky.
Caitlyn, I love your smile. I hope I stick around for a while.
Nick, just worst voice I've ever heard in my entire life, but he owned it.
Here you go.
Seriously.
He was not good, but he only. I respect that.
You didn't hear anybody go, "Ian, worst singer ever," but he owned it. No.
No.
You heard Ian fall apart.
You feel embarrassed for people when they get embarrassed and start fumbling, then you just don't. I can't even watch. It's I don't want to watch this anymore.
But if you do it with a smile, it changes everything.
I just don't understand why every challenge is this.
I don't know
this
either,
kind
Jenna.
Of thing because,
I don't either.
Yeah, that's great
honest,
if you find a guy that's so talented and not scared of staying up in public, making a fool of himself. But that's not a make it or break it like situation for most girls.
It's for the show.
For dating.
They got to fill 2 hours.
They got to fill 2 hours.
They got to do it for the show. That's the bottom line. I used to think that same thing. I'm like, what does this have to do with whether me and this girl going to fluff up our pillows and talk?
I thought it was about having to jump off a cliff and do the scary things that made you bond.
And helicopters.
But there's only so much of that they can do.
Right.
I know.
I mean, it got to be a joke every time they brought out the helicopter.
Just like they said about, Sean told us, Sean Lowe from 2 or 3 years ago, told us that watching people eat is boring.
Yeah.
You know, so they have to do these crazy, stupid things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And they still do the romantic dates. Sean B., who's my favorite guy on the season, he kind of looks like Ryan Gosling. Good-looking dude.
He's the meathead Ryan Gosling. He's a trainer, right?
Yeah, a little bit stronger. Big dude. But he had his, for some reason, they say opening up on The Bachelorette is talking about tragic events.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about opening up about your family or what you're feeling or if you want to have kids.
No.
It's about a tragic event that occurred in your life. That's opening up, the definition on The Bachelorette.
Yep.
And he talked about the car wreck he was involved in.
Like 5 or 6 years ago, I was in like a really bad car accident.
You were?
Mm-hmm. It was like early in the morning, 7 or 8, and I was in New Hampshire and going up to snowboard. And I got hit by some kid who's going like 75 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me like right in the driver's side. There's like a snowbank there, so he hit my Jeep at the snowbank and I like got airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And then like landed on the roof and flipped 6 times.
What?
Yeah. Crawled out the window and then I basically like collapsed and like passed out on the road. Like, you know, I literally thought I was dying.
You know how many times he's told that story?
This is what I was thinking, Kelly.
How many times that man has told that story?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, and he started crying because he got really emotional. And I'm sitting there going,
"He's so good at it."
And I'm sitting there going,
"This is the point when the tear one."
Yeah, and he won her over, and I think he does like her a lot. But I'm sitting there going, like, "There's no way this is how he tells the story every time." I guarantee you, when he's with his boys, he tells it like, "Yo, Al, so I was going to go shred the hills, right, on my snowboard. And I'm driving over there, right?
Right.
And this kid just completely, pow, hits me on the driver's side. I roll 8 times, bro. Eight times.
Man, did you still make it to the mountain?
Hell yeah, I made it to the mountain. Oh. Not a scratch on me. I collapsed for a second, but I got back up.
Dude, you're awesome.
I know I'm awesome. That's how he tells a story normally. Guarantee you that's how he tells.
Unless he's telling it to a girl.
Yeah. I start tuning out with all the boy tears. Like, there's a lot of boy tears going on.
Do you get attached to a guy if he cries in front of you for the first time? Is that a good thing for girls?
It depends.
Do I love him?
Like in that moment.
How long you've known each other and what he's crying about.
Yeah, do I love him?
Not yet. You're in that situation where you're kind of getting there.
Then no, it's lame.
It's lame for you. So that would have turned you off with Sean.
I don't know. I like him. I mean, I guess from what I've seen, I like him.
It seems genuine.
But then my issue that surprises me with guys, and I think the lesson that can be learned for girls and guys is, even if you know there's other guys in the house that aren't there for the right reason, it looks really bad when you go to the girl and you bring up the drama. And the same thing with girls, when girls do that, like this girl, it just comes across as jealousy and insecurity. It's like, just share your moment with the person.
Be you.
Don't do that in a relationship. You know, even if you are jealous or you don't like the guy or you know things, she'll figure it out on her own.
Right.
Don't be that. Don't waste your time with her.
We had that yesterday with another guy who I thought was a genuinely nice guy, Josh. Good country boy. He's a welder.
He's
a good dude.
Yeah.
And then Nick came in, and he just would not stop focusing his attention on this new Nick guy. Mm. And he ended up telling Caitlin all this stuff about Nick, that nobody in the house likes him, that nobody wants him there, that everybody hates him, everybody. He kept saying everybody when it was his feelings.
Yeah.
And so once Caitlin heard that, she goes, "So everybody's been lying to me?" And he goes, "Well, I guess so." You know, that's when he knew, oh, crap, I screwed up. So Caitlin decided to go confront the guys about lying to her based on what Josh said. And this is what happened.
Joshua, in your opinion, is everyone being honest with me?
I'd like to think so.
Literally just told me that nobody's being honest with me.
Why to bust him?
Right?
Uh-oh.
Right?
Ruh-roh.
Sorry, but I'm going to put you on the spot. This is my life here.
It is. I let her know how I felt about certain situations. The same things I got off my chest with you 20 minutes, and I let her know we talked. I just wanted to make sure she knew where I was coming from, how I felt, where I told you it didn't seem right.
He sounds like Seth Rogen to me. That's why I enjoy him.
When she shaved his head.
Yeah, she gave him a haircut really bad.
She had previously given him a Kaysen Chavez haircut.
It does look a lot like the one I gave. That's what my son looked like, actually.
Right, right.
Oh, man. Yeah, she gave him a haircut. Instead of, like, getting to know her, he said, I'll let you cut my hair, which ended up being a fail.
That's not a normal dude move. I mean, a dude doesn't normally go and say stuff, hate on another dude to get the chick.
It's never going
to
work.
You're only putting it in my head more.
Exactly. It's not going
to
work.
Use your time to your advantage. Yeah. Just like, you got to make moments with the person.
That kind of disappointed me with him.
Even in the real world, don't go out and ask the girl, "Hey, have you been dating? Who have you been seeing?" Who cares? You're dating. You're starting out. Just get to know her.
Play your game.
Don't worry about what she's doing.
Play your game.
Because then it's going to come back to haunt
you. Makes you look really insecure.
Exactly. And back to Ian, who completely fell apart in the mariachi challenge. Mm-hmm. The Princeton grad, the probably the most intelligent guy there. You would think he would know how to handle stressful situations because he's been in the hospital. He survived a horrible accident.
He survived.
He's a survivor.
Everybody has a story. Yeah.
And so, for some reason, I think it got to him that he screwed up so bad that he just decided to, for no reason, go off on Caitlin at the very end of the show.
I feel like you're here to make out with a bunch of dudes on TV. And bringing Nick in, I don't question his intentions, I question your intentions. I really see you as a service level person at this stage. And I wonder if you're really that shallow. Because I don't see anything beyond the surface.
Dude. dude, just go home.
That's just a guy's feelings.
Oh, he was saying how his ex-girlfriend was way hotter than Caitlyn.
Yeah, he's lashing out because he knows he's going home. Yeah. So you don't quit me, I quit you.
Right. Yeah.
Such a big ego. He's sitting there going like, I can't be in this house. I'm a Princeton grad. I can't be in this house with these guys talking about farting and body parts. It's like, that's what guys talk about, dude.
So as a brother, I'm very... That's
what happened.
I don't know. They've had two brothers on the show, and they both have, in the end, crashed and burned.
Self-sabotage.
They self-sabotage themselves, and they were looking good.
It's
man.
Not a brother thing. It's just a personality thing.
I know, but it just so happened that the two that did it were brothers, and just kind of.
Guys self-sabotage like that. They can't handle the pressure. They just melt down.
Yeah.
No, we don't know if he goes home. Because they put the to be continued.
Please.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. If you're going to spend that much time devoting it to watching a show for 2 hours, I want to see the rejection at the end.
Right. Yeah.
It's like watching a hockey game and it's a tie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I'm like, what?
Tune in next week for the conclusion for the hockey game.
Yeah, tune in next week for overtime. It's like no.
USA and Sweden the other day.
Oh,
the girls.
Yes.
I'm like,
yeah.
Penalty
kicks next week.
Something. I want to have 2 hours watching this game.
Well, it's a group stage, Al. It'll get better once you move on.
We're drinking more cup now from Bachelor.
So, unfortunately, Al, looks like all the brothers will be gone after next week.
You know
starts.
What? They made it more than a week, so good for them. Yeah. Good for them. Decisions. Now, some are good, Kelly, and some decisions that we make us say, ooh, damn, I wish I hadn't done that.
I bet you Ian did that on The Bachelor.
Right. Sandra, she told us on Facebook, bought my kids 2 pet rabbits. Now I have 16.
Oh,
damn, wish I hadn't done that. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call and tell us what you did that made you say, damn, I wish I hadn't done that. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking? Well, we've all made bad decisions. Some we look back on and say, wow, damn, wish I hadn't done that.
Right?
Somebody sent me a picture of this sign. You know, sometimes you can walk into a workplace, they'll have a sign with a dry erase board and something on it. And this one says, quote of the day, if anyone is having a bad day, remember that today in 1976, Ronald Wayne sold his 10% stake in Apple for $800. Now it's worth $58,065,210,000. I bet he said, damn, I wish I hadn't done that.
Right?
No, we want you to call us.
How do you get out of bed?
Yeah. You don't.
When you make a mistake that huge.
I think I would really just go live under a bridge because I deserve it.
Yeah.
I would just never recover.
How do you look on the bright side?
There's no bright side. You lost billions of dollars.
Yeah, right?
Well,
man.
Call us if you have anything. Yeah. Like, maybe not that extreme, but you still wish you hadn't done that at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I had one that occurred over the weekend that it wasn't me. I didn't say, damn, I wish I hadn't had done that, but it was the person that came up to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting at the bar. It's just me and a buddy sitting on stools, having a drink, minding our own business. And this girl walks up to us and stands in the middle of us.
Huh.
And I could tell she doesn't look very happy already.
Okay.
And my buddy looks at her and goes, hi. And she basically ignores him and looks at me and goes, aren't you blank and married? And I said, yes, I am. And then she starts pointing at me and my hand and she goes, then where's your blankety-blank wedding ring? You're just like every other guy that comes out here in this town. Blankety-blank this. And starts cursing me out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
People are starting to look. And I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for her to be quiet.
Uh-huh.
And thinking to myself, man, I hope she doesn't have a boyfriend who has to put up with this sort of nonsense. And after she curses at me for about a minute, she finishes. And I looked at her and I'm like, are you done? And she goes, what? What do you have to say? So I took my left hand and I lifted it up and I pointed at my wedding finger, my ring finger, and I said, next time, look at the left hand, not the right one, when you're yelling at somebody.
She's looking at your right hand and didn't.
She was looking and pointing at my right hand the entire time, screaming at me on how I'm such a horrible person.
Drunk?
Oh, wasted.
She had to be drunk.
And she didn't even apologize. But I bet you she said, damn, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, she probably still deserved it.
Yeah.
We had some people post on Facebook. I have to read this one at least.
Okay.
Growing up, I made fun of my little brother to embarrass him in front of his friends. He never really did anything to deserve such treatment. He also never looked to pay me back for the way I mistreated him. Aww. In fact, as we got older, he taught me by his actions how to treat people. I'm proud to say this little brother of mine was Kid Craddock.
Oh, wow.
Gary Craddock says, damn, I wish I hadn't done that. Gary, don't you feel bad. Kid had so many stories to tell about how you were mean to him.
Oh, yeah.
He had great radio.
I hated you for a while, Gary, based on the stories Kid told me. Just kidding. That's Gary's awesome. An awesome dude.
That's awesome.
Let's take a call here.
All right.
We're doing, damn.
I wish I hadn't done that.
Thank you, Al.
All right.
Jessica, what'd you do?
Okay, so my husband took me to a concert, Billy Currington, and I was wearing chiffon green shorts and new flip-flops, and I was like, come on, babe, let's go down and dance. I just want to dance. He's like, okay. So we go down, and I wipe out at the bottom. It was an outdoor concert, and I have three children, so, you know, my bladder control is probably not as good as it used to be.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I kind of on myself. So I had to do the walk of shame to the bathroom, and I had my leg up like on the air dryer, and people are coming in looking at me like I'm crazy. And I was like, it's okay, I just spilled my margarita on myself.
Good cover.
I even told my husband that, so I really hope he's not listening right now.
Good cover.
So, damn, I wish I hadn't have done that. And I spent the rest of the set crying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica.
But you got a great story.
Yeah, you did. Look, you can laugh out on it now.
Yeah.
Go back on it and laugh.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys.
Oh, thank you for calling us and sharing your embarrassing story with us, Jessica.
Yeah, very intimate.
Flip-flops are dangerous.
Have a good day.
You have to watch those flip-flops, man.
Oh, Jessica.
Hard to get traction.
I know, man. Yeah. Especially when you're trying to dance.
Yeah.
I'd go home if I peed myself.
Probably so.
Nah, you got to go dry it off.
Yeah.
You got to go dry it off. It's a good concert.
Damn, I wish I hadn't done that.
Rachel, what made you second-guess your life?
Yeah, so I was running a 5K, and I wasn't exactly, let's just say, in shape, and my mom was my encourager all the way till the end, and I listened to her the whole time, and we got to the very end, and I was hurting, and in front of everybody at the finish line, because it was on the news and everything, I yelled, Mom, shut up! And not only did I yell at her in front of everybody, but my then-boyfriend's parents were standing at the finish line because they were running the race also, and got embarrassed in front of them and everybody else. Oh. Damn, I wish I would have done that.
Oh, boy.
It's never left me live it down either. So
no, of course not.
I bet.
That's going to stick around forever.
Yeah, right?
It will. And it was so good to talk to you guys. It's great.
Thank you, Rachel. Congratulations on your 5K, though, on the bright side. Ran it without training and finished.
Exactly.
See, that's pretty cool right there. Yeah. How about them apples?
There you go.
Have a good day, Rachel. Thank you.
I wish I hadn't done that.
Yep. Ryan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. So you got a brand new ride, huh?
Yeah, Al, you may want to sit down for this because it involves a sad story about my truck.
Sit down now.
But first of all, what kind of truck is it, brother?
2015 Chevy Silverado.
Ooh.
Man, that's a good truck. All right.
What color?
It's silver.
Oh, silver.
It's Silverado.
Of course, you gotta get silver.
What happened? What'd you do to it?
All right. So here in the Dallas area, you know, we got a lot of rain the last couple weeks, and I thought it'd be a good idea to take the new truck out, get a little mud on the tires, and now it's sitting in the body shop with over $10,000 in damage.
Did you have a lot of fun?
I did until the damage happened, and then I was like, damn, wish I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, dude.
What happened? You just slid into a tree or something?
You go mudding?
Well, we were out having a little too much fun, driving around, went through a mud puddle and slammed right into a concrete barrier. Probably didn't help that I had one of my bigger buddies with me in the front seat to help push us along.
Oh, boy.
I wish you hadn't done that.
At least I got insurance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, at least you had insurance, and that'll be fixed, and you're okay. That's all that matters. Ryan, thank you so much for sharing that.
Sorry about your truck.
Sorry about
that
Silverado, man.
It's an expensive day of fun.
Yeah, right.
Let's say hello to A. Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
It's Aaron with two A's. It's A. Aaron.
What's happening, brother?
It's just Aaron.
Not much.
So what happened, Aaron?
Well, I was working on a sewage truck. I pumped septic tanks. And I hooked up the hose wrong, and the hose went to open the valve, and the hose exploded all over me. The sewage got all over me.
Oh, no! Hey, Aaron!
Oh, no!
And you survived to tell it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I survived.
Would you ever wash off that memory?
No.
Never.
No. What do you do in the moment right after that happens?
I went and jumped in my boss's pond.
In the pond?
In the pond!
It's the closest body of water.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was the closest thing to me, so I jumped in the pond. The rinse off.
Oh,
Aaron, do you have a new nickname now from your buddies or
Stinky?
Well, I only nickname I got my boss and everybody calls me A Love.
A Love?
A Love.
Oh boy. Damn, wish you hadn't done
poor
that.
Poor Aaron.
Oh man.
Poor guy.
That's a bad day.
Never can forget that. There's certain they say smell is like one of the strongest
memory. It's right next to your memory, yeah.
Do you still smell it, Aaron?
I smell it all the time.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Can't ever forget that.
Yeah. I would shower 3 times a day after that.
Oh, golly.
Oh, man.
800-543-3548.
800-5-geek.
We're doing Wish I Hadn't Done That based on the sign that I saw on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, boy. A couple more here.
Jennifer. What do you wish you hadn't done? Go ahead.
This past weekend, we went to go look at a car and trade one in. We currently had two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we thought about trading in my husband's truck because it has no heater, and I didn't want to put him through the winter again with no heater. So instead, we just added a new vehicle to everything, and now we have 2 car payments.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
That's real talk.
Oh man.
Leave that dealership like
whoopsie daisy.
Wish I had done that.
Sometimes you just want to get the car.
Yeah.
Can't wait to trade it in.
Oh boy.
Thank you for your call, Jennifer. Hopefully you are able to get rid of that.
Make those payments.
Yeah. Hey Ryan, what's going on this morning?
What's up, guys? So back in high school, we had the privilege of off-campus lunch. And so one day we were heading to lunch, my buddies and I, and this lady cut me off. So I'm like, I'm not gonna stick up for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut her back off, and we were all, exchanging the bird from her to I, her to me.
Oh,
and then, we meet in the parking lot and start yelling at each other. Well, after lunch, I head back to school to go to class.
Uh-oh.
Turns out the lady was my substitute teacher for 2 weeks.
Oh boy!
We both looked at each other just like, damn, we wish we wouldn't have done that.
That was a double wish I hadn't done that.
Hey, at least they both did it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's great,
that's
Ryan.
That's a good story, man. Oh, boy.
I bet that was an awkward 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, it was bad, but eventually we were able to laugh about it. But still, just that shock of showing up to class.
Yeah.
And we knew vividly who each other were, right? We weren't ever going to forget that face.
Of course
not. It's like
not,
the beginning
man.
Of a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you guys dating now, Ryan?
Definitely not.
Okay, just checking. Make sure you call, buddy.
You got a radio voice.
Yeah. Ryan, do you do radio?
I actually used to work radio in Lubbock, Texas, if you could believe it.
There you go. Look at that.
I actually hit Kelly up one time on Facebook to see if y'all had any internship opportunities, but never heard back. Kind of broke my heart.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
What are you doing now?
I am working advertising, selling radio or TV advertising.
Are you working on the money side?
Coaching on the side for hockey.
Yeah, we can tell you have a good personality for that.
You can be an intern now if you want. Do you want to be an intern still?
I mean, if there's an opening, I'm down.
Well, we'll make room for you.
Are you hiring interns on the phone?
Kelly and I could use a personal intern, actually.
Jenna needs somebody hot to wake her up every morning.
Yeah.
You could be her wake-up intern.
An alarm clock.
And Kelly needs somebody to help out with the remodel on her kitchen. So.
Oh, Lord. Talk about that.
I don't know if I could do that.
All right, my man.
All right, Ryan. Hold on for us.
Thanks, guys.
You keep in touch with us, all right?
Yeah, keep in touch. We'll get your phone number.
Yeah.
And Kelly's apparently going to hire you to be an intern.
I feel bad. I don't see all my Facebook messages.
You need
I
to
get
come,
a lot.
You need to come do human resources at my bar. Because... That'll
Kelly's learn. Really good at hiring people.
That'll learn you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. No, no, honey, I'm good.
I could have another, but I probably should not. Earlier on in the show, Kelly Raspberry told you that we're giving out 3 great packages to see Andy Grammer, this guy right here. MKTO and More is Raising Cane's presents K2M3. That's our concert for kids. Each package includes round-trip tickets for two on Southwest Airlines. We love Southwest. One night stay at a fabulous hotel. Two VIP meet-and-greet concert tickets where you're going to get to meet Andy Grammer and MKTO and the other performers at the show. And hang out with us in the VIP lounge. Each package is valued at almost $2,000. All you got to do is give us a $10. Just go donate $10 to Kids Kids and Music Meets Medicine through a special portal. You'll get one entry to win the three prize packages.
Ooh, got a special portal, Kelly.
I know, we got a portal.
The portal.
Mm-hmm. When you get a portal, that's when you know you made it.
Portals,
you know?
Portals are cool.
It's like some sort of space-time continuum thing, isn't it?
Again, $10 donation to Kids Kids. Yep. No purchase necessary. Visit the website for alternate means of entry.
Majority of our donations for Kids Kids every year are like $5 and $10 donations.
That's all, yeah.
And with these donations, we send a plane load of kids and their families to Disney World every single year. We thank you for that. But this time, you might even get something back for your donation. So
it's always nice to get a little bit of something back.
Makes it even better.
Especially when it's cool like that.
Yeah.
Al, would you like to play a fun game?
I would love to play a fun game.
All right.
What is our fun game called?
Big Al Mac versus Kim Kardashian.
Huh?
Yeah.
How does the game work?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question that was asked to Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
And we'll see if you're smarter than she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think she's a smart girl.
Right. This is the category is Kim Jong-un.
Oh, I would fail that.
The leader of North Korea.
Yeah. It's kind of like your haircut.
That's what the first question should have been.
What would you say?
What country does he lead?
I said your haircut resembles his hairstyle.
Uh-huh. It actually does.
Doesn't it, Kelly?
It really does.
Hell no.
Now that you mention it. Let's do a
side-by-side. We need to do a side-by-side of JC and Kim Jong-un.
I was going for the guy from The Bachelorette, Sean B.
Well, you missed. You got Kim Jong-un.
You got Kim Jong-un hair.
This is not the point. The point of the game is not to call me Kim Jong-un.
All right, come on. Bring me some questions.
Okay.
Come on.
You ready, Big Al?
Let me have it.
Okay. I have audio of Kim already answering these questions because she was not available today.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you answer first, and then we'll play what she says.
All right.
Number one, back in February, Kim Jong-un released a pamphlet with 300 new slogans for North Korea, including which of these? A, North Korea, the only country in the world. B, let us turn ours into a country of mushrooms. C, nothing. It's what's for dinner. Tough.
B?
You're going with B?
Yeah.
Let us turn ours into a country of mushrooms?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Kim Kardashian.
Back in February, Kim Jong-un released a pamphlet with 300 new slogans for North Korea, including which of these? A, North Korea, the only country in the world. B, let us turn ours into a country of mushrooms. C, nothing. It's what's for dinner.
Maybe that's when you should have stopped the tape, cut out. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kim?
A.
Actually, they went with B.
Boom.
Let us turn ours into a country of mushrooms.
Boom. I don't even know what that means.
No. All right. I don't either. I don't either, Kim.
Big Al Mac one.
I would have said A.
Kim nothing.
Because who wants to have a country of mushrooms?
Apparently, Kim Jong-un.
Well done, Al.
Let's
just quit now.
You're doing work. You get one more ride over Kim and you win.
Right. Well, if this guy's going to read the questions again, why don't you?
Because I don't have the power to pause.
Okay.
All right.
You know?
Go ahead. Come on.
I do have the power to pause. Shannon? How?
With that little, there's a little button that has two lines on it.
Okay, Shannon's going to pause it for me.
All right. No,
you come pause it, Kelly.
Well, look for the button with two lines
on it. There's no button with two lines on it. Okay.
All right, bring,
okay, hit it, Shannon. Number two.
Kim Jong-il, who's Kim Jong-un's father, predecessor, and mentor in Crazy, had many official nicknames. They included Generalissimo, Supreme Commander, and which of these? A, the unbreakable Kimmy Jong-il, Jimmy Kim Jong-imel, or C, the eternal bosom of hot love.
All right, Big Al Mac.
It's got to be C, the eternal bosom of hot love.
That's what you're going with?
Yes.
Yeah, locked in?
Locked in.
All right, let's see what Kim said.
Oh, my God.
A.
Well, remember how confused you were with the mushrooms?
Yeah.
Let that be your guide.
C?
Yes, it was C.
Oh, C.
She can't change her answer.
The eternal bosom of hot love.
There you go.
Big Al Mac on fire.
I'm two for two.
Right.
You want to see if you go three for three, Al?
Oh, man, I hate to play with fire like this.
All right, let's go to the third one.
All right.
So last year, Kim Jong-un instituted a new law. Starting in March 2014, all male students had to do what? A, pick Kim Jong-un first in dodgeball. B, they had to change their name to either Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, or Kylie Jong-un. Or C, they had to get exactly the same haircut as Kim Jong-un.
Oh, JC chose C.
C, it's no, I did C again as JC, so let's go with C. Because JC has the same haircut.
Locked in.
You could be a North Korean citizen.
I don't
right
like
now
this game anymore.
All right, come on.
Why do I think it's C?
It is C!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Me and Kim Kardashian are just...
I'm going to buzz my head.
Kindred spirits.
Why?
Because I don't have the same haircut.
Well, you don't want the bad Kim Jong-un.
Have the good Kim Jong-un? There's such thing?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be your dinner sergeant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please dress up like him.
I'm not dressing up like Kim Jong-un or ill.
You can go for Halloween. Heat, JC can go Kim Jong and you go Dennis Rodman.
Hell no. No.
All right.
Not even close.
It is time.
It is that time. We're slightly late. We're giving away a trip to the beautiful Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. This resort is incredible. We stayed there for family vacation last year. A bunch of pools, a private beach, and it's all-inclusive with 9 world-class restaurants, 8 bars and lounges, and that adults-only heaven section. And
yeah,
here are today's 3 names. Be listening if you just signed up. Colton Harris, John Picard, LaToya Owens. LaToya Owens, John Picard, Colton Harris. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
You got 10 minutes, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Boom! First one in gets to play, and you'll be on your way. That rhymed.
And hey, if you're not signed up yet, we can't call your name. So head over to KidNation.com. We could call your name tomorrow at this same time.
Well, exactly. Stick around, because if nobody calls us back within 10 minutes, we're just going to open up the phone lines, take a caller. So
there's
around
still a shot.
Yep.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tender love. Tender love. Love so tender. Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Finding love on Tinder is doable. And Kelly Raspberry is the proof. She found herself a man.
I did.
What are we, like 18 weeks in, Kelly?
No, man. Guess what?
What? You broke
today
up?
Today is our 4-month anniversary.
4 months?
Wow.
All because of Tinder. This is why we celebrate Tinder Tuesday. Because things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Elena Davies is in studio with us. She's our phone screener / Tinder expert / selfie queen.
Yes, all of those things.
All of those things. And more.
And so much more.
And she holds a mean beer.
Yeah, I do.
She does hold a mean beer.
She holds a mean beer.
Seems like that's all I do lately. I need to switch it up.
And also handles that social media quite nicely,
mm-hmm,
from what I hear.
Yeah.
All about it.
Hey, Elena, so you have a story about one of your friends.
I do. So last week, and I think we actually kind of touched on it a little bit last week, I got a pizza from a Tinder guy. It was truly magical.
Tinder games is what
now,
you guys call it.
How does this work?
Well, it started with a girl who was just hungry on Tinder, didn't want to get out, and she started just seeing if she could get pizzas delivered to her place. So it was my inspiration, and I was super unsuccessful, and luckily I am so loved by Tinder Wolf,
<He's>
Kelly's boyfriend, and he wanted to send me a little surprise. So I got to kind of talk about that last week. And it kind of started another maybe idea of what else are people.
What else can you get?
Yeah. What else can
Tinder?
You get on Tinder? What is everybody else getting from strangers?
Okay.
And then believe it or not, one of my friends this week was chatting it up with a Tinder guy she'd been talking to for a couple days, not a long time. And I guess he asked her, hey, like, what are you up to? And she was like, well, I'm just watching TV on my laptop. He was like, your laptop? Why? She was like, well, I don't have, like, a service.
Yeah.
So I haven't set up a TV in my apartment. He's like, I'm going to get you Apple TV.
Apple TV?
What?
They've been talking for, like, less than a week. And I'm like, where are these guys when I'm swiping around?
Yeah. Isn't that, like, $100 or something?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. And so she a couple hours later, she was like, I don't know if he's serious. He sends her a picture.
Of the Apple TV?
Of the Apple TV. And so I'm like, all right.
So now she has to meet him to get it. That's how you get a date?
I guess so. But you get a date and Apple TV.
What happens to the men that, I never find a man that wants to buy my affection.
So where are those guys?
You have a man.
Well, now, I mean, but in my dating, nobody ever wanted to buy my affection. I never got showered with gifts. Never.
Never?
What? And this stuff allegedly happens, and apparently
usually,
it is.
Usually the guys that take that approach are trying to give it in place of time.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I wouldn't like I
or,
stuff.
Or compensation.
The thing is, gifts are great when they like you and they're into you and giving you real attention.
When the relationship is established.
Exactly. I like gifts when I know you like me, but I don't like gifts in place of hanging out.
Yeah, I've given a gift on a first date before, a bottle of perfume or something.
More than once you've done that.
I've done that a lot of times.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever given a gift, and I've given a lot of gifts. Before I even meet the person face to face, went out and bought something that expensive.
Before you verify,
hook them in.
Yeah.
Don't. It sets expectations too high.
What if you're getting catfished?
And she could be catfishing this dude. Okay, so
that happened on Tinder.
Just a guy from Tinder. It was such a new relationship, budding relationship, I guess. Yeah, she was interested. She was interested in him.
And what ended up happening between the two? Nothing or what?
Actually.
Yeah, because there had to be an exchange of the Apple TV.
There was going to be an exchange, but he's super married. So.
Well, then I wouldn't feel bad taking gifts.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So how did he volunteer this information? Or?
No. What's so funny is she was like, before they were going to meet up, she was like, let me just get your Facebook or Instagram. I just kind of want to see that you have a normal life before I
give you
meet up with you. And he was like, I'll give you that in a couple, closer to the time we're going to meet. And she was like, okay, that's fine.
That's weird.
But she happened to go back through some of the pictures they had exchanged.
Yeah.
And he had screenshot something from his Facebook page of him playing some sport back in the day
or some fish, and
it had his name at the bottom. So she was like,
there you go.
I'm going to go look this guy up.
Yeah.
And there he was with his wife.
Oh, guys are so dumb. They have no idea how deep we can get on social media.
You are so dumb. For real.
Oh, my God. Between locations and hashtags, see everything.
Yeah. That one was so obvious. It was just sitting there. But
are they still together or not?
No, it didn't work out between them.
Did you get the TV?
But it kind of sparked this, what else are people getting?
Yeah.
Am I doing something wrong on Tinder?
Because
the expert.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just Tinder where you can grab some free stuff, because Alexis got herself some free swag on Instagram.
Ooh.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
So, how'd you meet this guy on Instagram? You just liking your picture?
Okay. Yes. He liked my profile was actually private, and so when he sent me a friend request, my sister said she thought she knew him and she thought it was one of her friends, so I added him so that we could look at his pictures. Turns out she didn't actually know him, and I kind of didn't unfriend him.
Uh-huh.
And so he ended up liking one of my pictures, and we started talking and stuff, and he added me on Facebook. And so he was just kind of liking all my pictures and stuff. Well, he sent me a message on Facebook. And he had sent me a few, one of the direct messages you can do on Instagram.
Right.
And basically he was just like, oh, you're really nice. You seem like a really cool girl, all this stuff. And so on Facebook, he had done, the whole, what's up and all this stuff. And we ended up talking about what he was doing, and he said, he was going to New York.
Yeah.
And I had never been before, so I was kind of oh, I'm jealous. That seems so cool. And so I ended up, a few weeks later, getting a box that I picked up from my mailbox at my college where I go, and he had sent me two really nice t-shirts and a pair of Ray-Bans and a postcard that had said
What
did it say?
After all that buildup, what did it say?
What did it say, Alexis?
Yeah.
What did the postcard say?
What did it say? Because you cut out.
You broke up right there.
Oh, no.
What did the
no way.
What did the postcard say?
That's the ultimate cliffhanger right there. Are you there, Alexis?
You are kidding.
We lost Alexis.
After that long
break. Oh, man.
We don't even know.
It broke up. I bet it said, I heart New York.
Or can you give this to my wife?
Right. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, Alexis.
We sat through all that, and we won't ever know what was on the postcard?
I guess not, Kelly.
We're sorry, Alexis. The phone broke up. Oh, man.
Hey, Sarah, what did...
Oh, my God.
You got some free stuff from somebody you never met?
Yeah, I did, actually. This was back in the AOL days when it first was, you know, starting.
Yeah.
And I was a plus. He used to be a plus model, and there was one fan or somebody who I met off of air, and we started corresponding, and he would like me on the thicker side, and at that time, I was trying to get down to a lower size, and you know, I was telling him I'd be working out and stuff. He's like, no, you need to eat. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll get to it, and he eventually started buying me. Like, I would call Jason's Deli, and he would call to pay for it, or he'd order him a pizza, and I would put it in the order, and then whenever he would call, I would go and pick it up, and it would be like whatever I ordered from Jason's Deli, but then it would be like a platter of cookies and a platter of brownies, and so he was trying to keep me very plump.
You got a sandwich, Daddy. Yeah. That's what you got.
Sugar Daddy, literally.
Another scenario was somebody that I met and talked to again, and then I actually moved up to New York for about a year and a half. And so I actually met the guy once I got up there, and very strange individual, very nice, and really didn't want anything else but my time, which most people wouldn't believe, but that was the truth. But
yeah.
was always just, we would talk about something, and then the next time I'd see him, I would have that. And so, like, the big thing at that time was the T-Mobile flip phone that kind of, the screen flipped
the
around.
Yeah, the razor.
Yeah,
and so, like, we talked about it once. Next time I saw him, he had it for me.
Kelly, that's what you wanted. You wanted a guy to get you stuff like that.
I know.
Sarah,
I did.
Do you still have his number, or what's the situation with that?
Yeah, do you still talk to him, Sarah?
No, I actually don't. When I moved back to Texas, I decided that, you know, I was just going to cut that life, because that's kind of why I got away from modeling. Cause it's...
Wow. See, Sarah got a bunch of free stuff. We'll take one more real quick.
All right.
Aaron, what did you end up getting in the mail from a random person?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. So I got married about a year ago, and right before my wedding, I got a honeymoon package from my mother's friend, who I've never met, who lives face to face away, who's about 50 years older than me.
50 years older?
She sent me a huge box of all of her original vintage lingerie.
Wait a minute. Used lingerie?
Vintage. It's not used. It's vintage.
No, she got lingerie.
Well, I'm assuming it was used, but it was straight from the 60s, 70s with all the feather boas. It was one of the craziest things I've ever gotten in the mail.
Okay, I can see that.
That is pretty sweet.
So did you wear it?
Yeah.
Did you wear it?
Well, I did put on one of the pieces. It's a sheer red dress with feathers all around the neck, long sleeves all around the wrist, and all around the bottom of it. And I walked out, and my husband almost fell off the bed. He was laughing so hard.
I bet.
Where in the hell did you get that?
That's hilarious. Wow. Thank you for your call, Aaron. Keep this going on Twitter if you want to. Hashtag Tinder Tuesday. Let us know the things you've gotten from random people. Doesn't have to be from Tinder.
Yeah.
Instagram, AOL, back in the day, whatever you want to do. Keep it going.
This is the Kid Credit.